Few of the Mahayana sutras survive in the original Sanskrit, most of them being extant only in Chinese and or Tibetan translation. Among those still available in Sanskrit is the Ashtasashrika Prajna Paramita, or Perfection of Wisdom in 8,000 Lines, in which the Buddha, addressing the Arhat Subhuti, speaks of the signs of an irreversible bodhisattva, i.e. a bodhisattva who, having renounced the possibility of nirvana for himself alone, is irreversible from supreme perfect enlightenment for the benefit of all living beings. Such an irreversible bodhisattva, the Buddha says, undertakes to observe the 10 avenues or ways of wholesome action. He himself observes and instigates others to observe abstention from taking life and so on, down to abstention from wrong views. Quote, "It is quite certain that an irreversible bodhisattva observes the 10 ways of wholesome action and instigates others to observe them, incites and encourages them to do so, establishes and confirms others in them. Even in his dreams, he never commits offences against those 10 precepts, and he does not nurse such offences in his mind. Even in his dreams, an irreversible bodhisattva keeps the 10 wholesome paths of action present in his mind." One of the most important of the Mahayana sutras that do not survive in the original Sanskrit, but only in Chinese and Tibetan translation, is the Vimalakirti Nirdesha, or Exposition of Vimalakirti. Here, the purity of the Kushala Karmapatas, or 10 ways of skillful action, as the 10 precepts are termed in this context, is said to be the Buddha Kshetra, or Buddha field, of the Bodhisattva. It is from the 10 paths of skillful action, moreover, that the Tathagata's body, Kaya, is born. The 10 ways of skillful action are one of the ways in which, according to Vimalakirti, the blessed Lord Shakyamuni expounds the Dharma here in the Saha world, and so on. Finally, the 10 precepts are mentioned in the celebrated third chapter of the Suvarna Prabhasha Sutra, or Chapter of Golden Light, the chapter on confession, which probably forms the original nucleus of the entire work, and they are the principal subject matter of the Discourse on the 10 Wholesome Ways of Action, the short work said to have been translated into Chinese from Sanskrit. Having shown that the 10 precepts observed by members of the Western Buddhist order actually were taught by the Buddha, and that references to them are found throughout the Tripitaka, we are now in a position to turn to the question of why the total transformation of the individual, in which the actor going for refuge finds and must find expression, is represented more adequately by the 10 precepts than by any other set of precepts.